Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus and the Trump administration's response to it finding its way into the 2020 race for the White House. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden is set to deliver a speech in Delaware today on the response to the pandemic. The former VP has been critical of President Trump's response to it. Last night, President Trump did impose restrictions to prevent people from 26 European nations from traveling to the United States for at least 30 days. That speech by the president came a day after Biden canceled some upcoming public rallies amid the widening public health concerns. Severe weather will stretch across a dozen states today with damaging wind gusts, large hail, and tornadoes from the Mid-South to the Ohio Valley. Forecasters expect the worst of the weather to hit this afternoon and evening in northeast Texas and southeast Oklahoma. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Global stocks and oil prices continue to dive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average losing over 1,400 points yesterday. Wall Street now in official bear market territory. Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management says long-term investors should just stay the course.
Yeah, stay the course. Again, stay with technology. Technology was the leader before the coronavirus. Once we get out of this pickle, out of this mess, I believe technology will be the leadership.
The coronavirus pandemic affecting TV programs, for instance, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, is the latest to say it's going to do away with a live audience until further notice. Tapings are done for the week, so this is going to start Monday. Several other programs have made similar moves. The U.S. women's national soccer team protesting unequal pay by wearing their jerseys inside out. Earlier this week, court filings revealed the Soccer Federation had argued that male players were entitled to more money because their job required a higher level of skill. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There have been U.S. casualties after a deadly airstrike in Iraq.
A barrage of rockets fired at a military base in Iraq has caused American casualties. A U.S. defense official says two service members were killed along with a British national. 30 rockets were fired at Camp Taji from a mobile truck launcher. 18 of them hit inside the camp. The rockets were similar to those used in previous attacks by Shiite militias. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The man serving a life sentence for his role in the D.C. sniper murders nearly two decades ago is now married. The Washington Post reporting Lee Boyd Malvo married an unidentified woman last week at a prison in Virginia. That's the state where the then 17-year-old Malvo and John Allen Muhammad were convicted in 2002 of killing two people. Muhammad was executed 11 years ago for the killings in Virginia and in Maryland. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is back in the spotlight, not for politics, but for singing. Palin was revealed as a contestant on The Masked Singer after she sang Baby Got Back while wearing a bear costume in last night's edition. The celebrity judges on the popular game show thought maybe it was Christina Applegate or Tina Fey rapping the Sir Mix-a-Lot hit, but Palin called it the weirdest thing she'd ever done. Said it was all about fun, though, and unity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you know, a little bit of comedic relief last night for those of you that happened to catch the mask and see Sarah Palin revealed with with the song. You know, it just, you know, we like big butts, I guess, you know, and, the back song. And, she did a great job. It was interesting to watch, the people's expression, even the judges, who they thought it could have been, one of the judges, I think it could be Tina Fey. It was close, huh? It was at Tina Fey's alternate, ego. Little do they know. But she did a great job, talked about unity and kind of warmed the audience, that, still, I mean, it is amazing how people have, you know, continued to maintain some level of antagonism. I guess it's just the culture today that we've got to be having this us against them kind of attitude. And I keep hoping and praying that we're going to punch ourselves out to where we just realize that we're all Americans. We may have different ideas, but, you know, for those of us on both sides that believe at the basis of all this is our U.S. Constitution. You lose me when you lose the Constitution and you want to abandon that, then I would say that you're going to lose me and you're going to lose a good portion of America as a result. And this is what's going on. But, you know, we just have to kind of decipher the noise and discern, you know, what it's all about. You know, what are you trying to do? Are you really trying to advance the cause of America, or are you just, you know, lighting up fires here just to cause all kinds of destruction in because you're looking for some sort of new world order, so to speak? And I say that, and for some of you, you may think, well, what are you talking about, new world order? I mean, look, at that's been the case. We've seen this, you know, in history. And don't even think for a second that when the United States came together and our founding fathers said, hey, look, let's come up with this great new idea. They did a lot of studying and they went through the whole process and a lot of fussing and everything. And they delivered to us two incredible documents, the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. And these are just beautiful documents. I mean, when you look back and you compare them to other documents of other countries, I mean, clearly the United States of America stands out because it really turned government on its head. Because as opposed to having a king, a czar, as Bill Federer would say, or a despot, they decided, said, hey, look, we're going to put the people in charge. We're going to put them at the top. They are going to be most important. This will be a government of, for, by, we, the people. And we've been reminded throughout history that we can maintain that. But it is a bit precarious because it is a battle, because there are natural antithetical forces that come against it and have been there from day one. It's not like 100% of everybody said, oh, yeah, this is great, and they all got behind it. No, there were still people that wanted to own, you know, and declare their alliance to England, didn't want this to happen, and did whatever they could to put the stick in the spoke. So, of this country trying to roll down the hill. And I say down the hill to, to liberty. But, so we have had these battles from day one, and they will forever be there. You know, Trevor Loudon has made it clear that we've been infected within our government. His new book really brings it to a conclusion, something he's been saying for quite a while in his new book, White House Reds. Wow. I mean, it makes it clear that the forces that we're dealing with here in America are no longer existential. They are living amongst us. And you have Bernie Sanders, who's really kind of let the cat out of the bag. And I think this is what is, disturbed the Democratic Party, is because he admitted, he says, hey, I am a democratic socialist. Yeah, this is what I'm all about. This is what democratic socialists are all about. These are our policies. Well, I mean, it didn't take a genius to figure this out, because we've seen the Democrats and how they've been acting, with each succeeding decade, what they've done. And as I mentioned with David Drucker, I mean, it shocks me. It really does shock me. I mean, it's almost like, as Jerry Newcomb says, we have America has amnesia. You know, we forget what the Democrats have done to us with health care. But yet you have, suburbans, I mean, regardless of, and I just say regardless, look at I get it, you may not like Donald Trump, you don't like his style and his manner, but, consider the bottom line of everything. I mean, Donald Trump didn't come in and take over our health care and turn it on its head. Donald Trump didn't come in and, tell the Chinese, come in and you've got free access to all our assets, and we're just going to turn a blind eye to all the stealing and the strong-arming that you've been doing on American businesses, the stealing of intellectual property. No. Donald Trump has done just the opposite of that. You know, he didn't turn a blind eye and say, okay, fine, let's just let illegal immigrants come in and in mass. And some people are shocked. They go, Bill, you're Hispanic. I mean, why do you take such a stand about illegal immigration? Because it's common sense, ladies and gentlemen, even amongst Hispanics. Don't think that Hispanics are stupid, that they have come here, and particularly, from Florida, where I now reside, and we've got a lot of Hispanics from, Colombia and Cuba and Nicaragua and Venezuela. They've experienced socialism firsthand. Do you think they wanted to come here to import socialism? Heck no. They came here to get away from the oppressive government, to get away from the idiocy of socialism. They saw with their very own eyes their own people even being murdered. I mean, being invalidated, and it's got to be disturbing for them. They come to this country and think, here we are, the land of the free, home of the brave. And we've got this spirit of invalidation that happens with impunity in their home country. They come here thinking they're get away from it. And look at what happens. It's like, wow, is this much better than what we left? Maybe a little bit, but not a whole lot. But we're real concerned about the unfairness that is developing. And they want to protect the integrity of the American dream for the succeeding generations. This is why they came here. This is why, even for those Hispanics whose grandparents and parents before them came, immigrated to the country, became legal, and they are legal as a result of their heritage here in this country. They see it, with eyes wide open, because they saw what their parents and grandparents before them experienced in these oppressive governments in Colombia and Cuba and Nicaragua and Venezuela, as I mentioned before. And this is what Marco Rubio was talking about this morning, and if you didn't catch that. But it doesn't make sense that Hispanics would be for illegal immigration, because they see what's happening. The illegals come into their communities because that's what they know, right? And that's what they can relate with. Well, with them comes MS-13. With them comes in all this evil that, an evil activity that is abducting their daughters and sons and thrusting them into drugs and sex trafficking. I mean, who wants that in their local community? See, and this is why Hispanics are voting for Trump, and why, in big measure, you will see a huge number in 2020. Because Hispanics get it. They're not stupid. They're not monolithic. They see the fruit of what Donald Trump has done for their community. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
There's no clash between faith and politics. It may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
The Chinese government failed to give us notice for 2 months from the time of the outbreak until they did make the international community aware. What damage did that do to our ability to deal with this in a better fashion, if any, that you're aware of?
I think there's some things that they did well and others that they didn't. The reporting the outbreak quickly, posting the sequence of the new virus. There did appear to be a period of time when probably things were going on that weren't getting out of China. I think there were questions about whether there was human-to-human transmission that initially appeared it might be just people exposed to animals. So I think that was a period of time when we were, there's not really anything we would have done differently. We were working on a diagnostic test. We were sending materials that started the ball rolling on vaccine production. As you know, within weeks of identifying the outbreak, the restriction of travel from China reduced travel by 90%. I think that was a very helpful move to prevent more cases from China coming into the United States.
Tell you, as in this whole situation, I know there are Democrats behind closed doors. I mean, sometimes they come outside and they make it real obvious that they're cheering for America to lose on this deal. Because they see, if they see America losing, then somehow that's a win for them, because it makes Donald Trump look so bad. But the opposite can be true as well. And that is on the other side of success in handling this. And why would we not think that we could be successful? The history of this country has been when we have come against a challenge, we have come together unified to fight against this. You see, and right now, because we happen to be in election year, it's like every day's been an election year since Donald Trump has gotten elected, in terms of the reporting of all this. And we are running the risk of doing this country some damage corporately because we're not unified behind this problem, this challenge that is in front of us right now. And I got to tell you, I am grateful for the Dr. Fauci's of this world and Mike Pence and others who are being rather calm and trying to keep it, as Kevin McCarthy said, to keep it out of the realm of politics. Because the political fervor is not helping us solve this problem. And even after it gets solved because of the political nature of politics, people are just not going to believe it. They'll be complaining about something on the other side of dealing with this, this outbreak of coronavirus, now that the World Health Organization has finally admitted and said, okay, this is a pandemic. But understand, okay, we hear pandemic, we think, oh gosh, what does that mean? Well, the pandemic is that the fact that it has spread. And here we are now, the results of its spreading has now gotten to the point that there's more than 126,000 cases that have been reported worldwide, including more than 68,000 recoveries, okay? So about half of the cases that have been reported. So it begs the question, how many cases have not gotten reported? And but this is as best we can tell. And, of course, you can't even count on the information from China. You know, Chris Garcia, who is going to be on with us, and Chris was a former Trump official. He worked in the U.S. Department of Commerce. Warned us last time. He talked about this U.S.-China Cold War that we're in the midst of. And, man, I'm telling you, has it gotten icy, right? I mean, the Chinese are saying, oh, look, at we've got the power. We'll withhold masks. We're going to withhold medication. And the thing is that's so ridiculous and ironic about all this, again, experience defines preference. Okay. And I think that when we look back on who allowed the Chinese to take over the biomedical field, that allowed them to come in and steal, property. Intellectual property, who have single-handedly now control this medicine and the elements thereof that we need in order to come up with our own solution. And you got to know, here in the United States, we've got a lot of good people that are working hard. And I mean, endless hours here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, forget about the politics. You got to understand that there are people in this business who are excited once again because their giftings and talents are being allowed to be put back to work. because prior to this emergency, the government has said, oh, hey, you can't go there. You know, this has been jobbed out to the Chinese. We don't need you to do this. Now, in a panic, the leaders are coming and get back to work. We need you. Okay, so this is what's happening behind closed doors, and get ready. Because I believe that we're going to end up with a solution. I agree with Jenny Beth Martin. I believe we're going to end up with a solution sooner than later, because that's America. Because we are Americans, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Like, we're Mexicans, because we can. We just can. We can't. It's just not part of the makeup. It's not part of our DNA. So we're going to come with a solution in spite of what, you know, the Democrats would say and the mainstream media and how they want to put down this president who's doing, I believe, the best he can do considering, you know, how he's been hammered for 3.5 years by the mainstream media when 93-95% of all the reporting has been negative. Well, yeah, I would think that your nerves by now would be a little sensitive, and maybe he's not as genteel and diplomatic as he could have been otherwise. I mean, this is all part and parcel of this whole deal. And yes, we're in the midst of this, this political season that has absolutely gone unhinged. But it's up to us. It's up to us to keep cooler heads, to do our part in being a responsible citizen, whether it's with social distancing, you know, washing hands. You know, I mentioned to you the other day, I loved what our priest, Father Victor Olto, had to share with us. And this was throughout the diocese in things that we needed to be aware of. He even said and suggested, and I love the suggestion, he says, you know, pray the Lord's Prayer as you're washing your hands. If you pray the Lord's Prayer as you're praying it and washing your hands, that'll give you plenty of time to make sure that you have properly wash your hands. That was a brilliant idea. And there are things that within the Catholic Church, social distancing things, awareness, you know, if you got cold and, you know, it's okay to, you know, stay home and, you know, trust that God's mercy and grace will more than cover the right decision to not come to church, come to Mass and infect others and churches and other things that are going on. Of course, all this on the heels and in the context of things being shut down, whether it's travel, NBA games, March Madness, all this stuff. But hey, look, we're going to be able to see March Madness on TV. We'll be able to see some NBA games on TV. Just hopefully the NBA and the universities don't all of a sudden start, you know, charging for it and taking advantage of, you know, this situation and figure, okay, maybe we need to do something here. But, again, we need calmer heads to prevail here. But I do want to talk later on. We're going to get into these details as to, down the road as to how this came about. And I think you're going to be surprised, because I find it quite, as I said to David Drucker, it surprises me that America has any kind of confidence whatsoever with the Democrats and their policies. I mean, just health care alone, what they did. Remember Barack Obama said, hey, you have your doctor, you can keep it, you're going to save $2,500. Everything, it was one big lie after another. Jonathan Gruber said it straight, he was very honest, said, look, we believe that the American people were so stupid that, you know, we needed to make it confusing. And as you know, if you've ever read the Affordable Care Act, I dare you to even get past the first 5 pages before your head explodes. Well, we mentioned in the midst of all this serious stuff that's going on, let's go ahead, let's bring her up in the background here. Sarah Palin surprised everybody last night with the mask. And it was Baby Got Back. Let's turn it up loud and proud, and let's hear Sarah Palin. Or maybe not. Yes, it is, the former governor of Alaska. Good fun. I mean, a great surprise. She talked about, hey, maybe this might be a unifying moment. We needed a little bit of levity and good fun. Of course, this is good fun for conservatives. I know the liberals are probably still choking, and they probably would have wished it was Tina Fey and not Sarah Palin.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. each or buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus and the Trump administration's response to it finding its way into the 2020 race for the White House. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden is set to deliver a speech in Delaware today on the response to the pandemic. The former VP has been critical of President Trump's response to it. Last night, President Trump did impose restrictions to prevent people from 26 European nations from traveling to the United States for at least 30 days. That speech by the president came a day after Biden canceled some upcoming public rallies amid the widening public health concerns. Severe weather will stretch across a dozen states today with damaging wind gusts, large hail, and tornadoes from the Mid-South to the Ohio Valley. Forecasters expect the worst of the weather to hit this afternoon and evening in northeast Texas and southeast Oklahoma. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, rumor has it. You know how that goes. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. And we're going to be talking about a survey that reveals over half of Americans. Are you ready for this? Skip work or left an event early due to a bad skin day. Now, our expert who is the senior manager of service development and innovation at Massage Envy, Diana Morrison, is going to be joining us and has got some tips to combat breakouts and help people feel comfortable in their own skin. I say, look, if you're having one of those days, Diana, I mean, my prescription, hey, go get a massage.
Well, I love that, and thank you so much.
I mean, that's just me.
Feel better.
I mean, I hear a Massage Envy. I'm okay. You got me.
You know, Massage Envy is great for massage, but we're also the number one provider of skincare services in the country, and we do have really fantastic facial services that we can offer as well that can make you feel great and look great.
Yes, our daughter is an esthetician, so and we have always been sensitive to skin. I know as a teen I struggled with that, so I know from whence you speak and what people go through is that you may have that annoying zit. I remember at times in high school borrowing a friend's sunglasses because I just had this annoying zit in the middle of my right. between my eyes. I got to find some way to manage this. And fortunately, the teachers were sensitive enough to let me get through to us. But according to this national study, 2,000 American consumers examined the emotions and attributes that make people feel self-conscious about their appearance. And as we stated, nearly 60% of American consumers surveyed don't feel comfortable in their own skin. The survey revealed that what ultimately killed respondents' confidence included overall body image, skin issues, ill-fitting clothes, and, of course, social media. So tell us more about the survey, if you would, Diana.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, a bad skin day can have real-life consequences, and we learned that so many Americans are dealing with skin issues, and the most common skin concern is acne, with 40% of the survey saying that they deal with acne, and that's their biggest concern. And we know that over 50 million Americans deal with acne on an annual basis. So it's really something significant to think about when you recognize that acne affects your face and how it appears to the world, but it also affects your personal confidence and feeling stressed, embarrassed, frustrated. These are emotions that are tied to having a bad skin day.
Yeah, exactly. And I resent things that get in the way of a good day, don't you?
Oh, definitely. And that's a really good way to put it, because we should be living our best lives out there, and your skin should never plague your self-confidence and your self-worth.
Okay, so you know about this. So tell us, what are some of the biggest skin issues that people want to tackle?
So as I mentioned, acne, 40% of those surveyed said that acne was their main concern. We also heard about other types of skin issues like eczema or inflammation. Of course, fine lines and wrinkles, sun damage. These are all important things to think about. And at Massage Envy, what really makes us different is that we have licensed and professional estheticians who can help to guide you to recommend what type of products and services are right for you based off of what your main skin concern might be.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, many of us, 46%, according to the survey, of respondents experienced skin problems in their youth. Of those, 81% admitted it still plagues their confidence today. Some have sworn off chocolate. I'll never eat chocolate again. Some even want to relive high school because of some regrettable moments brought on because of, bad skin days, right?
Absolutely. And something that I thought was really interesting was that over half of American respondents said that they've left work early or skipped a day altogether because of a bad skin day. So it's really significant. And something that's really also enlightening for us as we were looking through the results of this survey was that 65% of people say that they're constantly changing the products that they're using, trying to wayfind and figure out what actually works for them. They're wasting time, they're wasting money, and they feel lost and don't know what to do in terms of skincare. So again, that's where at Massage Envy, we come in with our licensed and professional estheticians, those skincare coaches that can help people navigate on how to use your products most effectively, and also how we can provide really great results for you through professional services as well.
Exactly. And Diana, we know that, look, we're all different. Our skin types are different. And this is why what you do at Massage Envy in terms of personalizing, so it's not a one size fits all that anybody that comes through the door, here's the secret sauce. It works for her, works for you, works for everybody. This is personalized, right?
I couldn't have said it better. And really something that's important when we look at this is how we can customize services. We have a new series called the Acne Facial Series powered by Proactive. And what I'm so excited about this offering is that it's a 6-facial esthetician-guided program where you can come in every week or every other week for services. But every individual service, every time we see you, even if it's once a week, is customized based on your skin and what your skin needs on that day. So that's really meaningful, is that your skin can change day to day, and all of our services are customized. The Acne Facial Series is a pretty easy 6-week program when you think about it. So we've laid it out to make it really accessible, but it's still customized for you based off of what we're using in the facial services, and then also how you're using your home care products and how that's going to get you the best results possible.
Diana, what is it about Proactive? I mean, they've done a great job I want to say the last maybe 20 years. I mean, we hear more and more. They came out the gate and were fairly effective with their formulas in that. And it seems that they have continued to advance their research and continue to enjoy some great success. Give us the inside skinny on Proactiv and why Massage Envy has said, hey, look, they're going to be our choice in our salons.
Absolutely. Well, Proactiv is the most recognized brand in acne. And really, especially, we love that they have their Proactiv Plus three-step system. So Proactiv Plus is second-generation formulation. So as you mentioned, these are improved formulations and delivery mechanisms of how to get ingredients into the skin in a really safe and effective way so that you see great results without any downtime or adverse reactions. And that's really meaningful. We love that with Proactiv. This three-step system comes part of the Acne Facial Series powered by Proactiv. So a three-step regimen, which makes it really easy to see great results. And again, with best-in-class formulations of ingredients, this is so meaningful and really tested to show that you do see results when you get this combination of the facial and that Proactiv home care.
Well, we're talking with Dinah Morrison, Senior Manager of Service Development Innovation at Massage Envy Franchising, has a background in the salon and spa industry for over 17 years, so she knows what she's talking about, so we'll continue to pay attention here. You mentioned the Acne Facial Series and why it's so effective, Dinah.
Yes, thank you so much. Something that we did when we were developing this service offering is we did a test of the Acne Facial Series where we had participants go through the 6-week esthetician-guided program. After that Acne Facial Series, 97% of users saw a reduction in their blemishes.
Wow, that's
so
huge.
It's a really amazing jumpstart program for great results in acne skincare.
Now, you say 6 weeks, so that's the length, sometimes faster, maybe some a little bit, again, because we're all different, right?
Really great point. 6 weeks can be that great jump start to see results with your skin. You can also come in every other week, so every 12 weeks, but that's when we really recommend you'll see great results. That's that jump start, and then from there you go to maintaining healthy skin with a really simple and effective home care regimen, and then hopefully at least a monthly facial and maybe even a massage.
Hey, we'll keep you at work. Yes, exactly, because you're going to be able to make more money because you're going to be coming to work every day. You're going to be one of the top employees of your company, and we'll say goodbye to these bad skin days. Huh? What a dream we could have. How much better we'd be better off. Where can they go for more information, Diana?
Please join us at massageenvy.com to learn more about the Acne Facial Series powered by Proactiv.
Well, Diana Morrison, thank you for being with us. Thanks for sharing.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. Hispanic entrepreneurs anticipate a year of robust expansion and growth. Revenue projections are at a 4-year high, and many business owners are planning to expand, hire, and obtain financing in the year ahead. Bank of America Executive Elizabeth Romero shares her perspective.
Hispanic entrepreneurs see the 2020s as a decade of opportunity. With a bright business outlook and an eye towards growth, business owners are making plans to invest in their businesses and setting ambitious goals for the decade ahead.
Looking to the future, 92% of Hispanic entrepreneurs believe the small business environment will strengthen in the next 5 years. Many have set goals to advance or grow their business in a new decade, such as increasing revenue, enhancing their digital presence, and entering new markets. For more information on the 2020 Hispanic Business Owner Spotlight, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com. That's newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what this means? Yes, it is the theme song. Yes, the curtains are opening up, and look who's coming out. The movie guy himself from Hollywood, California.
To Bill Martinez live.
And shortly, we'll be listening to the movie guy himself, Steve Evans. He's got all the latest and greatest, the winners and losers. And, you know, what's coming up next week as well, Steve-O? And Onward tore it up this past week, almost $40 million worth here domestically.
Almost 40, yeah, that's right. We may be seeing the effects of the coronavirus, though, on the box office.
Yeah, I think so.
Expecting about $55 million from that one, so it.
What do you think? What do you think? Wait, when you bring that up, what do you think? I mean, here we are. We, you know, NBA games.
Right.
You know, we got all these events that are now being canceled. March Madness now only open to family. You know, we'll be watching it on TV, and you know, so. But gosh, movies. This is going to be a challenge. But part of the problem, you know, yeah, but, the, you know, and I was telling my son, you know, he's really upset over this. And I said, look, you got to understand that there's a lot of irresponsible, knuckleheaded people. They don't want to wash their hands. Steve, I'm in a public restroom. I have people walking out. They don't even wash their hands and go, wait a minute. You're not even washing your hands. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, a wash hand Nazi here, but do you think you could kind of step it up a little bit and exercise some personal hygiene? But this is a problem. I mean, even at church, the priest had to tell people, look, if you're sick, don't be, you know, slinging your phlegm bombs into the next pew, you know. Be considerate. Stay home. God's got enough grace and mercy. He can bless you while you're at home. You don't need to come here and infect people in the pews at church. I mean, all things being equal. So,
My advice would be listen to your local health authorities. Do what they say. I mean, if you don't, you know, if they say stay home, stay home. However, if you want to venture out, we went out last weekend to a movie called The Burnt Orange Heresy. Mm-hmm. Not a huge title, But if you're worried about social distancing, we, you know, we had plenty of opportunity to do that because the theater was only about half full.
Right,
and
exactly.
So we didn't need to worry about sitting next to somebody we didn't want to sit next to. But it's a personal choice. And I think we are in uncharted territory here. You just have to kind of play it by ear. So we're going to talk about some of the things that are coming out in the theaters, but also I'm going to talk about new releases on DVD and online. So if
okay,
you want
good
to
fun.
Stay home, you'll be able to take advantage of modern technology, Netflix, Amazon, things like that, and watch the ones that maybe you have missed.
But perfect.
And also we have this Tom Hanks situation down
yes.
in Australia, which came as a surprise, and I've been following that. He thought he had a cold. He thought, you know, a little slight fever, body aches, mm-hmm. chills, that sort of thing. Also, his wife wasn't feeling well, Rita Wilson. So the tests down there are readily available and free.
Right.
So he said, well, let's get tested, see what's going on. And sure enough, they tested positive. So he has issued a statement. The medical officials have protocols, he said, that must be followed. We Hanks will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. He seems like he's upbeat. According to his sons who have been in contact, they're doing well. It's not life-threatening. They seem to be doing well, but they have become, I think, kind of the public face of this virus. At this
Well, right on the heels of the president's speech last night, an hour later, here it is, you get this announcement. So, you know, again, I think this is a good thing that we are aware of this. We need to play our role as the scientists are doing their role and our government is scrambling to come up with an answer. You know, as I was saying a moment ago, you know, we're Americans. You know, we can, you know, we'll come to the solution. We'll work this out. And we're behind the eight ball because, oh, doggone it, we trusted in the wrong people to look out for our best interests. But, you know, that doesn't happen. I mean, nobody looks out for your best interests like you, right?
I guess that's the bottom line there. But, you know, I think what, you know, and I'm not a public health authority by a long shot, but I think what they're trying to do, they talk about flattening out the curve and trying to keep this thing under control so it doesn't overwhelm our health services. So that's
right.
Uncharted territory. Let's talk about movies, shall we?
Hey, okay, well, we had Onward number one. I'll let you go the rest of the top five.
Onward number one, about 39. The Invisible Man, still doing good business. That's a movie they made for about $8 million, so everything is gravy here. 15.2. We have The Way Back. That's a terrific film with Ben Affleck. I want to see if I can check that out this weekend. That is, you know, about 85% recommending, unfortunately, only doing about 8.2 at the box office, followed by Sonic the Hedgehog and The Call of the Wild, rounding out the...
I still want to see... I still haven't had a chance to see Call of the Wild. I want to look at the fake dog.
The dog. Yeah. That'll be online here shortly, I think, so you'll be able to check that out online.
Okay.
The Fast and Furious franchise, F9, their ninth film, is coming out in May the 22nd. At least that's what it's scheduled for now. But Vin Diesel, I think, is trying to sneak in a solo project here prior. He has a movie out this weekend called Bloodshot. Now, he plays a guy by the name of Ray Garrison. This is from a best-selling comic book, by the way. Mm-hmm. Ray Garrison is a soldier recently killed in action and brought back to life as the superhero Bloodshot by the RST Corporation. With an army of nanotechnology in his veins, he's an unstoppable force, stronger than ever, able to heal instantly. However, in controlling his body, the company has sway over his mind and memories, too, and now Ray doesn't know what's real and what's not, but he's on a mission to find out. Action film, 38% recommending. They're saying there's not a whole lot new here. It kind of sounds like the $6 Million Man, actually.
But
it is Vin Diesel. It's an action film.
He's exactly.
A fan base. So that is out there this weekend.
And he mucks the coronavirus.
Yeah, I guess he does, yes. He has nanotechnology in his veins.
Exactly.
They say here. Another movie here, which is a wild concept, it's called The Hunt. Yeah, you got 12 strangers waking up in a clearing. They don't know where they are or how they got there, which kind of reminds me of an experience of my college years. But they don't know where, they don't know they have been chosen for a very specific purpose, The Hunt. In the shadow of a dark internet conspiracy theory, we have a group of globalist elites. Oh, those globalist elites. They're gathering for the very first time at a remote manor house to kill humans for sport. Oh, boy, 55% recommending that.
Well, didn't they stop this? I mean, at one point they said, no, we don't want. But no, let's just get closer to the elections, you know, when people are in a fervor. And let's release this one. I mean.
Okay. Whatever, you know, I'm not sure what the audience is for this, but Hillary Swank is in this thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hillary Clinton.
No, Hillary Swank. That other Hillary. And also Betty Gilpin, 55% recommend. Like I say, it is a rather wild concept, so check that out if you dare.
Well, I think maybe some of the people would have wished that Sarah Palin, after her performance last night of The Mask, that maybe she was one of the huntees or something.
Gosh.
Hey, was that hysterical?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it. Oh, my gosh. You got to see it.
It was online, yeah. But
Brad played a little bit of the soundtrack for us earlier. We had good fun with it. People, you know, one of the judges thought, well, could it be, you know, because they're in a mask. You understand the concept, right? I mean, this show has become very popular. And so they have to guess before they take the mask. They're guessing each step of the way who it might be. And, you know, you had the full gamut. Some thought it could have been Harding, you know, the ice skater. One of the judges guessed she was close. They were close. I guessed Tina Fey, but it ended up being Sarah Palin. So,
wow.
But it was very sweet, and the audience got behind her. They loved it. You know, she did a great rendition of the band. I mean, did a great job. I mean, you know,
career could be.
Yep, exactly. I mean, she definitely did a lot better job than Tucker Carlson did with Dancing with the Stars. Just saying.
Back in those days. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
A movie here called I Still Believe. Now, you're a...
Oh, yes, I love this. This is a great movie.
Have you seen it, by the way?
Oh, yes, I've seen it. And bring truckloads of hankies. I mean,
okay.
This is very... Jeremy Camp, one of my favorite artists. He's been on with us several times. Been looking forward to it, the response. This is his story. And it really... It ends in a very redeeming sort of way, in a very sweet way. And so you'll have to see that, but
pretty good reviews. 69% recommending from the
very,
if I can only imagine.
Very well done.
The
very well done.
Life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp, as you were saying, a remarkable journey of love and loss that proves there's always hope in the midst of tragedy. The faith tested is the only faith worth sharing. Starring, we have Britt Robertson, KJ Apa, and Gary Sinise in this as well.
Yes, right. And also, Shania Twain.
Yeah,
Shania Twain plays KJ's mom, Jeremy Camp's mom, and she does a great job. Yeah.
Finally, in theaters, anyway, we have Big Time Adolescence. This is one starring Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. This is getting good reviews, 90% recommending. A seemingly bright and mostly innocent 16-year-old by the name of Mo, played by Griffin Gluck, attempts to navigate high school under the guidance of his best friend Zeke, played by Pete Davidson. He's this unmotivated yet charismatic college dropout, and although Zeke genuinely cares about Mo, things start to go awry as he teaches these non-traditional life lessons in things like drug dealing, partying, and dating, while Mo's well-meaning dad, played by John Cryer, tries to step in and take back the reins of his son's upbringing. 90% recommending that one. That's out in the theaters as well.
Yeah, you know, being an unmotivated yet charismatic college dropout means you don't have any tuition to pay. So I guess all is good.
I guess that
all's well that ends well.
I guess that would be the case. That is, you're getting a free ride there.
Okay, got about a little over a minute left. Do you want to talk about what we can see at home?
Talk about, you know, they release these in the middle of the week. So Charlie's Angels is out. That's the one starring Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, Ella Balinska, and Red, also starring Elizabeth Banks. She also directed. 52% recommending. That's available online. Spies in Disguise. That's with Will Smith and Tom Holland. And then 1917 has been released as well. One of my favorite movies from last year, of course, getting great reviews, 89% recommending, and that was what I thought was going to be a shoe-in for Best Picture.
I did, too.
There this weekend. And then, coming up next week, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is going to be released online. And if you're wondering about how I can stream these, what are they on? Are they on Netflix or Amazon or whatever it is? Just do a search for the title. If you'd like, to look at 1917, just do a search for 1917 online release, and it will show you the many ways that you'll be able to watch 1917 in the comfort and convenience of, hopefully, your disease-free home. Right?
Yes, exactly. And who knows, after all this is said and done, you're going to be so technologically adept that you will mock all the wires in your household.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that is our future.
I think so. This is going to be an opportunity for people to really get savvy here.
You got it. Thanks, Steve-O.
100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.